Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get alarm. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
What's going on down in Pine Ridge? Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store. A customer is just leaving. Listen.
Well, much obliged, Miss Davis. Come in again. Well, there's another woman that's going to enter your pie contest, Mom.
Yeah.
They're sure coming in here buying them apples, I'll say that for them.
Yeah.
Down to there's been at least 80 women in here this morning.
Yeah. I know they have, but how many apples have they bought, Abner? 4, 5. None of them's bought over half a dozen.
Well, that's all they need to bake a pie with.
I know that.
According to the rules of your contest, Lum, all the women has to do to enter it is to buy the apples they're going to bake the pie with from you.
Yeah, but I never expected they'd just barely buy enough apples for one pie. I figured they'd buy a bushel of them anyway, or a peck, at least.
Well, what would they want to do that for? Everybody in town here grows their own apples.
Yeah, it looks like I never figured on that.
Oh, they got worlds up.
Thanks, it looks like I never figured on nothing. Abner, are you sure that's all it takes to bake an apple pie? 4 apples?
Yeah. Facts is, I believe you could even make one with less than that if you had to. I know Maud Toops just wanted to buy 3.5 apples, but I told her we couldn't split none of them.
Yeah, well, you might expect something like that from her, but Granny's, I never thought the other women around this town would be so tight-fisted about this. Stingy bunch of varmints.
Yeah, well, they're just going according to the rules that you made up yourself, Lum. You want them to buy more, why, you ought to have said so.
You'd think that as long as I was offering a $10 prize for the best, and they'd try to outdo themselves and bake up some big fat pies. Use a couple of dozen apples in them.
Well, they can make pretty good-sized pies out of 5 or 6 apples. I know Elizabeth can.
You know, I'll just bet that some of them is aiming on slipping some of their own apples in there unbeknownst to me. I can tell you one thing. If I see any extra thickens, I'm going to throw them right out of the contest. Just unqualify them.
Well, now, Lum, there's bound to be some thickens in there. You've got to figure on that.
Just wish there's some way I could tell our apples from theirs after they get baked up in a pie. Wish now to mark our some way.
Mark them? How would you do that?
Oh, I don't know.
Take a pencil and check them or something, but they'd peel a mark right off of them.
Well, ain't no way to do it. Maybe I could have dyed them purple.
Now, who would want to eat a purple apple pie? I wouldn't even want a blue one, and that's my favorite color.
I know that. Just the same, I wish there's some way of marking them. I'd love to catch them women cheating.
Well, Lum, I don't know what you're getting mad at all these women folks for. You got up this contest. They're all falling all over themselves to get in it, and now you're fussing because they did it.
Well, the whole thing was that I was aiming to make a lot of money out of this. Thought it was a great idea to sell all them apples I got stuck with. And now look, out of 53 bushels, I still got about 52.
Oh, we've sold more than one bushel now.
I don't know how many it is, but I know my idea never worked out. I know that for good. How much did that last woman buy that was in here?
Miss Davis?
Yeah.
Let's see. I believe the apple she bought come to about 23 cents.
23 cents, huh?
No, 24 cents. That's what it was, yeah.
24, let's see. Add that one to what we've already took in. Let's see, that's, Dennis, do you know how much that comes to?
How much?
$19.50.
Well, doggy, that's pretty good.
Pretty good. I was aiming on making a few hundred out of it.
You ought to be thankful you made that much loan. The other day, we couldn't sell none of them or give them away or nothing else. I know I'm thankful, because now you've got enough to pay me back that $10 I lent you to use for the prize money in your apple growing contest.
Is that all you can think about, that $10 I owe you?
Lum, I've got to get that back in the sugar bowl before Elizabeth finds out it's gone.
All right. I'll give it to you.
When?
Right now.
Good.
The lucky thing for me, the mail order house ain't as mean as you are. Leastways, they're giving me 30 days to pay them that $300 for the pianer I ordered.
Yeah, and they ain't married to Elizabeth, neither. And besides, they can take that pianer back.
All right, there's your $10. Now, let's don't hear no more about it.
Thank you.
Let's see now.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
That leaves me $9.53.
All right.
The Oh, that reminds me. Has Will Spencer called up here today?
Will Spencer? I don't believe he has. Is he going to enter the pie-baking contest?
No, but I owe him a bill for printing up the signs for these two contests. And that judge's badge.
Oh?
And I told him I'd have the money to pay him today.
How much is the bill?
$7.35.
Well, them two signs?
And the judge's badge. Can't be a contest judge less than you got a badge.
Well, you sure got a big enough one, I'll say that for you. That thing there looks like a bottom of a wash tub.
Let's see, $7.35.
Yeah, looks like your heart.
53. Leaves me $2.18. Done all that work and got all them good ideas, and all I got out of it is $2.18.
Things are picking up for you, Lom.
Oh, yeah, sure. All I got to do now is just raise $297.82, that's all.
Well, leastways, you ain't winning a hole again on this contest.
Yeah, but you'd think out of two contests, a feller would at least make... Uh-oh.
Now, what's the matter?
I plumb forgot about the prize money for the pie-baking contest. I've offered $10 for the best one.
Uh-oh. Well, I'll see you later, Lom.
Wait a minute, Abner. Don't leave me now.
Lom, what do you have to go around offering $10 for everything for her? Is 10 the only thing you can ever think of? Whatever happened to them little numbers like $1 and $2 and 50 cents?
Dennis, I'm going to lose about $8 on this contest, looks like. I ain't never going to raise no $300 anyway.
Yeah, you had more money before you ever started trying.
Dennis, why does everything turn out this way for me?
I don't know. Just got natural talents for it, I reckon.
I just can't afford to hold that contest. That's all there are to it. I wish now I'd never started it.
I wish you hadn't either.
Fact is, I don't think I am going to hold it. I'm going to call the dead blame thing off.
Call it off? What? You can't do that, Lum. You put that sign up, and all the women folks in town's been in here buying apples to get in that contest.
I don't care what they've been doing.
Lum Eddard, if you'd done that, they'd come in here and whop the living daylights out of you. They'll pulverize you.
Do you think they would, Sean?
Oh, they'll mop this floor up with you, Lum. You don't know women folks like I do. They're humans, all right, but they're the worst kind, Lum. That's the dangerousest one idea you ever got in that little old head of yours.
Well, I don't know. I still think I'm going to call it off.
Lom, you don't know what you're saying.
Yes, I do, Don.
You don't do it. I can tell you're dealing with women folks, Lom, and their cooking reputations is at stake. Don't you understand nothing?
All I understand is I was an idiot for getting up that first contest, and I ain't going to be one all over again. I'm getting out right now before I lose any more money. I'm getting smart now. You know that old Eddard saying, first time the mule kicks, it's the mule's fault.
Yeah, I know, Lum, but when you deal with a batch of women, the first time the mule kicks.
Yeah.
Well, that explains to me how you've been acting. Where'd he get you? In the head?
Who?
That mule that kicked you. Whose was it? Was that that belongs to Ulysses S. Quincy? Doggy, there's a mean feller, Lum. You're lucky that he never kicked your head clean off.
Abner, no mule kicked me in the head.
Oh, well... You better sit down here in the rocker, then. It's got a cushion in it.
I don't want to sit on no cushion. All I want to do is get up to that phone there and make a public announcement. I'm going to tell them the contest is off.
Now, Lom, don't do that now. It'd be a heap safer to take your chances on getting kicked again by Ulysses' mule.
No, Abner, my mind is made up. There just ain't no sense in going through with something that's bound to lose you money. Wait a minute. That's our ring. Must be Will Spencer. You talk to him, Abner, and tell him I'll be down and pay him after a while.
All right.
Stall him off.
All right. Hello. Got him down store. Abner Peabody doing a talking. How you, Will?
I don't want to discuss money with nobody right now.
Mom? Oh, yeah, I thought you somebody else. Yeah, Lum's here. Just a minute.
No, I ain't no such a thing.
Yes, you are. It's the one and only light of your life. Your true love, Miss Emmeline.
Miss Emmeline?
Yeah, that's who it is. Come on.
Goodness, what does she want to talk to a broke failure like me for?
I don't know. Take the receiver and find out.
Yeah. Let's turn it loose.
Oh, excuse me.
Hello, Miss Emmeline. Oh, pretty good. How's yourself?
Believe that mule did kick me, too.
Well, yeah, I was going to have a contest, but I decided...
Huh?
Oh, you are. Well, yeah, I think that'd be an awful good idea, but... Well, sure, I know you're a good cook, but... Well, yeah, I'd love to have you in the contest, but you see how decent... Huh? How many? All right. Yeah. Yeah, right away. All right, Miss Emmeline. Goodbye. Abner, get me four of them apples.
Four?
Yeah, I've got to deliver them to Miss Emmeline. She's going to enter the pie-baking contest.
Contest? I thought she was going to call that off.
It's back on again.
Well.
And Abner.
Yeah?
You better lend me that $10 back again. I'm going to need it for the prize money.
All right. Here it is. Now tell me, where is he at, Lum?
Where's who at?
Ulysses is new. Anybody's as crazy as I am has got it coming to him. I might as well let him kick me, too.
Well, it looks like Lum's big ideas will break Abner yet.